Welcome to Golden Mastermind Seminars Radio with your host, Jeffrey Combs.
Jeffrey Combs, President and Founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Welcome to Facebook Live here on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. I'll see you right back. Welcome, Charlie. How are you, Charlie? Randolph County, Charlie. Good to see you, my brother. Beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Thank you for the comment and the football picture, Charlie. I know you would relate to that. If you are just coming on board here, welcome to a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. It is 95 degrees in parts of Los Angeles, and it is extremely warm in Northern California here. Avery, good to see you here on Facebook Live this afternoon. And Avery, thank you for hiring me to be your coach. Scott Lucas, good to see you this afternoon. Scott, love being a co-chair with you on Sobriety Consciousness on Sunday night, bringing great content to recovery. Welcome everyone on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. We are in the first third of April, 2022. And here is a hint that's going around. Watch the water. Those of you who are in the know will know what I mean. Be aware of the water. Ryan Christ, how are you this afternoon? Welcome, everyone. It is my privilege and pleasure to be here with you on a Tuesday Facebook Live. Topic for today's Facebook Live is selling the dream, living your dream. Now, we are in the most challenging times in world and American history. That is unprecedented, what we are experiencing. This would have been the Great Depression, World War II, would have been similar situations of living in uncertainty. What is certain is you have the ability to master your emotions. That is certain. That is a certainty that you have the ability to. The rest is up to you, meaning that in these uncertain times, you're going to hear rumors. You're going to hear situations coming down the pipeline. You're going to hear, this is going to happen, this is going to happen. There's going to be a new this and new that. Prepare for this, prepare for this, this price, that price, this shortage. Oh my God, a blackout. All this situation is out there in the wind. It's on the periphery. But what's right here is you, and you right here between your right brain and your gut, that connection between the limbic brain and your gut, and your vagus nerve, that is where you stay. You stay present. You stay here and you stay now. And that means you do your best to be your best, to be in the moment, and that you learn to adapt and adjust. Rita, so good to see you. Rita is my Portuguese songstress. For those of you who do not follow Rita Neves, she's exceptional at the accordion and has a great voice, and she has joined us. Tom Gilberg, a man who has worn blue for 25 plus years, has joined us. Avery, I'm sure you know Tom and Amy Gilberg. If not, you definitely deserve to meet them. Good to see you this afternoon. Tom Ward is a man of blue for 25 plus years from New York City, and he has joined us this afternoon. So the topic for today's Facebook Live is live the dream. Some of you have sold your property and have moved to the dreams of your choice. I spoke to my best friend yesterday, Terry Baldwin. He moved from Denver, Colorado, where he was a top-tier accountant in a top-5 accounting firm. And he moved from Denver, Colorado to a small town where he and I grew up, Shenandoah, Iowa. Just like the Shenandoah Valley in Virginia, Shenandoah, Iowa, population 10,000 people. I looked up the land prices. Oh my God. My parents own about 500 acres of farmland in Iowa, and that farmland that my parents bought for $100 an acre is now going for as much as $40,000 an acre. That's right, $40,000 an acre. And many people are buying land in America. They're putting in a septic system. They're putting in a well system, a windmill. They're becoming self-sufficient. And that's many people's dreams. They want out of the cities. They want to have command of their own emotions. They want to be able to be self-productive, self-reliant. And you're going to see a lot of people doing that, living their dream. They're moving into places in America, more rural places in America, and that's their dream to raise their family. What is your dream? That's what's important. Nicole, good to see you this afternoon. Lindsay, thank you for joining me this afternoon. So I'm covering living your dream, selling the dream. So if you're a brander, an influencer, a network marketer, if you're a direct sales professional, if you're selling real estate, if you're selling mortgages, whatever it is that your business is, it's going to require sales, branding, marketing skills. And in essence, what you are selling is the good life. You are selling the dream, living the good life. And so in today's world, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, there's challenges ahead. There's challenges every single day. I mean, there's new situations that are being dropped on us. There's Q drops. There's mainstream media. There's the world of Disney. I mean, I'm aware of all of it. I've been studying it for 35 plus years. I'm not a novice when it comes to understanding the curtain and what's behind it. I mean, if you read the book, The Wizard of Oz, it's like, I mean, that book is an amazing book. Let me show you. Frank Baum wrote the book, The Wizard of Oz, right here, The Wizard of Oz. This is a 1944 mint condition. Now, it's not illustrated by the original illustrator. If it was originated in that condition and it was illustrated before 1910, that book right there would be worth $100,000+. So that's a 1944 edition in mint condition. That will let you know. So that book was about the money system in the 1890s and what was coming, what happened in 1912 on an island in Jekyll Island in Georgia that then became the Federal Reserve Bank Act that set the world populace up for the 13 banking families, which you see going on right now. Now, what does this mean to you? It means that it's going to be your responsibility to create your commerce. The banks are the banks, and the banks have their rules, and the banks create their money, and governments create taxes. And you're going to pay tax on money you've already been taxed on. And you're going to use money that's already been taxed, and you're going to buy products, and you're going to pay another tax with that tax, and there's taxes on the taxes. Now, a flat tax would resolve the situation. I've studied that for 30 plus years, but I'm not in command or charge of the banking world. I'm in charge of my world. And in living my dream, it means I had to find ways to create commerce that were in accordance that allow me to live the dream that I wanted to live on my terms. And so that means that you are responsible for your outcome. I'm going to address Tom Gilbert. I have seen a lot on taxes the last couple days as I've been on social media. I mean, I've been studying sovereignty, and you can look that word up. If you want to look it up, it's very unique. And I studied with some of the top sovereignty experts in the world in the 90s, and I understand what that actually means. And so I am not a novice when it comes to what you see going on in the world. I have read and have in the hundreds of books on topics that are pertinent to today's world. I know some of the top writers and speakers who have wrote the content. I have met some of the greatest speakers in the world on what you see going on in the world today. And I'm sitting right in the middle of it myself, doing my best to be my best, creating results, living the solution. And that's what's going to be required of you today, so you can adapt and adjust to the situation at hand while still living your dream. So if you want to buy land in the Midwest, if you want to buy a farm, if you want to be self-sufficient, that is going to require capital assets, non-tax dollars. That's like after-tax dollars. And if you're going to move to Florida, that means you're going to be paying cash for a home. There is no, the mortgages don't count. In most of the areas of Florida, if you're going to buy a home, it's cash only, and there's going to be 15 to 20 offers. And there is less inventory of homes in most cities and areas than any other time in American history. Supply and demand. So that means for you to live your dream, you have to really scale your game. You have to scale your consciousness. If you want to retire and move somewhere, if you want to live the dream, if you want to move somewhere. So Jerome Harmson is a world-class real estate professional in Pennsylvania. Jerome, just give me an idea of like what the inventory is in your area compared to what it was last a few years ago. One person told me today that there's in their area, there's 626 available properties 2 years ago or 3 years ago, there were 10,000 available properties on the very same day. He looked it up. So look at the percent that is, 626 versus 10,000. I mean, this is what you want to factor in. On average, every home gets 10 offers. Okay, so that's Jerome Harmson. Follow Jerome, J-E-R-O-E-N. He's a top-tier realtor in Pennsylvania and definitely can assist you with your requirements in that area. He is a professional and understands the inner game of home selling, home buying, and what is required for you to really be able to live your dream house, your dream life, your dream cottage, your dream cabin. So factor this. My parents have 500 acres of land. I grew up on 3,000 acres of land. My grandfather staked it out in the 1850s in the Iowa Homestead Act, and then he bought another 2,000 acres for $1.25 an acre back then. So I did a little research in Iowa and Nebraska yesterday, and in some of the areas of Iowa and Nebraska, which they're two of the most sparsely populated states in America, land that is now was $10,000 and $15,000 2 years ago is $40,000 an acre. And so factor of my parents own 500 acres, what that means to their net worth. So that's what it means when you are a skilled professional when it comes to asset preservation, asset accumulation, and asset protection. And if you really understand cause and effect, you will stop being the victim, being victimized, and stop living the debt cycle and start to create assets. And you are definitely going to require them. Water, ammunition, food, food plots, the ability to grow your own food. I mean, go down the laundry list of what's going to require. Firewood, I mean, and 20 years ago, people go, oh, he's a lunatic, he's crazy, he's one of the, no, dude, this is reality. And reality is that it's time for you to be self-sufficient. So you're not dependent on those agencies that have three letters in society. You're not dependent on the entertainment industry. I'm dropping hints. You're not dependent on other people for a handout. You're independent, creating your own hand up like this. You want a handout? Here's your hand up. That's your hand up. I mean, this is what it is. I mean, you must become a closer, not a poser. You have to understand the inner game of selling. You have to understand how to brand and market, how to create commerce, how to create traffic, how to create organic leads, how to be able to brand yourself, how to effectively communicate, enunciate, articulate in situations of this that are going to inspire you and keep you in the flow of prosperity in today's coming challenge. I mean, people want to whisper in my ear, there's a new money system coming, this is going to collapse, 10 days of darkness, this is next. Well, I understand all that. I've been inside of that whole matrix for over 30 plus years. My life changed when I read the Warren Commission. If you don't know what the Warren Commission, look it up. Here's another book. This guy is a phenomenal writer, James Marsh. James Marsh wrote the book that Oliver Stone did the movie JFK on. So Marsh wrote The Coming of the Third Reich. He wrote Rule by Secrecy. So if you came into my bookshelf, you came into my home, you'll see that I have one room with bird's eye maple bookcases. There, look at that one right behind you. That's only a small percent of the books that are warehoused in my home. I have in the hundreds of them, and I have one specific section on the content that I am covering this afternoon with hundreds of books in it. I do mean hundreds. I have one of the finest collections you could ever see on the specific topics that I am covering today. On NWO, the entertainment industry, the banking industry, the cabal, the Shroud of Turin. Should I keep going? The spear that pierced Jesus. Do you want more? I mean, do you grasp what I'm covering here for you this afternoon? So I'm not a novice when it comes to these situations. So what am I sharing with you today is to share with you to get off your fucking ass and get in the game. I mean, you just can't do this anymore. You cannot procrastinate, pontificate, hesitate, levitate, meditate. You must move into production and in a very relaxed body. I'm very proud. I'm watching some of you really turn it. I am watching people crush it. I mean, I am. So people's mouths moves and they talk how bad it is and challenging it is. Susan Dampier is on today's Clubhouse or Facebook Live, Susan is consistently crushing it in her business with not two children, not four children, six children. That is correct. She has two children under 6 years old. I've been her coach while she had two of her children, and she's having consistent five-figure months. I mean, that can be your story. And Susan is one of multiple women, not just men, but multiple women that I coach. All right, so here's a good one for you. I coached a man Sunday. He specializes in NFT, non-fungible tokens. Non-fungible tokens. That's what he specializes in. And he just had his first $1 million month. That's what he specializes in. And that is called the meta world. He's in the meta world. And he also is a very skilled, and he's 35 years old. And the man who referred him to me, he just had his first $300,000 month. Now, once again, look at today's world economy. Where do they live? They live in an island where there's only a 4% tax. I mean, this is what millionaires do. They have a different thought process. And the man who referred the other man to me is 35 years old. They're both from Los Angeles. They live in Puerto Rico. They are multi-business owners. They create commerce and business from home. They buy businesses. They have business acumen, business skills, business sense. Now, you are the sum total of the five people you associate with. So you want to take a look at who is my power of association? Who am I connecting with? Who are my mentors? Who am I being mentored by? Who am I following? Who is my leader? Am I the leader that people will follow? I mean, you want a hand up, there's your hand up. And then what do you do with these two hands? You produce. Daisy, so good to see you. Daisy Lang has joined us. World-class boxer. Daisy, post your website so people can follow you. Daisy is one of the women's top boxers, not in California, not in America, the world. So I happen to know Daisy. She's an exceptional human being. Susan, how are you this afternoon? Susan Dampier. So once again, Susan, if they want a handout, we'll clap for them. But if you want a hand up, you start to attract your reality, people and situations that foster your reality, meaning that clearly defined goals, a daily method that you produce results in with your ass in the chair right here at a desk, creating results, looking right out the window right there, watching people walk their dogs while your ass is right here in the chair, creating results, creating commerce, creating traffic, ideas that you can monetize, creating connections, forming relationships, reaching out to people, letting go of the how do I, letting go of all the anxiety that you hold on to about the outcome that hasn't happened. And if you want a lesson on finances, read this book, The Wizard of Oz, the greatest story ever told about the banking industry. And if you really want to go down that rabbit hole and you really want to take it next level, read The Creature from Jekyll Island. Understand what happened to the Titanic. How did the Titanic sink? Who was on the ship? I mean, once you find out who was on the ship, then it makes the reading really interesting reading. Once you start to take the veil off, you part the curtain, you have a better understanding of what's going on in that world, right here with your world, you will stop giving so much power to people who don't merit it. You will move out of this place called fear. You will let go of the anxiety you hold on to. Your focus should be on creating great space with people you love. Your focus should be on creating commerce so you can live a good life. Your focus should be having clearly defined goals about the outcome you seek to create. And you better have some assets. And if you don't have land, if you don't have real estate in today's world, if you don't have certain other situations and provisions to provide for yourself in any coming collapse that could happen, if that does happen, then you're going to be challenged with it. And you have to be able to prepare and execute. That's the message today. Have clearly defined goals about the outcome to live your dream. Find the place you want to live and live there. Stop procrastinating. Stop avoiding. Stop making up excuses. Stop telling yourself you're not good enough. You're not tall enough. You're this, you're that. You don't have the resources. You don't have the money. I mean, create it. That's what creativity is. I paid off $1.5 million in real estate in 3 years. How'd I do that? By being a business owner, creating the after tax dollars to create the payments, and then a systematic plan. It's called velocity banking. It's where you chunk down. So velocity banking is a process of being able to create the commerce with the emotional discipline, with a systemized plan to rid yourself of debt. And once you're free of debt, not debt free, now your money that's after tax dollars can be directed at your dreams. Most of your money that you create now is directed at interest that doesn't exist. Once you understand this Ponzi, you will play a different game. You will play at a different level. You won't play small. You will begin to live larger. Because once you can open this place, it's in your consciousness called the reticular activating system. It's right back here in the limbic brain. But until you open that reticular activating system, your counters will have shit on them. Your dish drains, your sink will have dishes in it. And until you open that reticular activating system, you're a pawn and a Ponzi in the game. You'll just continue to pay interest on money that doesn't exist in the FICA banking system, just tiptoeing quietly through life. Your credit score will be under 600 or 700. Your leverage is shit. I mean, you don't have anything. And until you free yourself from the shackles and the way you've been seduced, it's called trauma-based mind control. And once you step out of that matrix and you actually step up into your power, Cassie just said, I'm so fucking done with this. And see, when you step into that power, from a little tiny town like this in Iowa, 7,500 people. Look it up, Clarinda, Iowa. I mean, no one ever mentored me. I mentored myself. How'd you get there? People go, by a place called courage. I started to access the courage to not do what everyone else did. I didn't want a $40,000 or a $60,000 or a $100,000 a year job. I got hired by E.F. Hutton out of college. I lasted 5 days. It was a record. One of the shortest terminations. I never made it to New York to take the test. After 5 days, I said, I'm out of here. I couldn't handle it. I was psychologically unemployable as a child. I've always been creative and innovative. I used to time travel at night. I used to draw colored pictures of where I visited. I knew that I was going to get out of that town and I was going to live the good life. I mean, once again, you all can do this, but you must dream. Here it is. The Wizard of Oz. Following the yellow brick road. No, that's not following. You don't follow their yellow brick road. You create your own yellow brick road. And if you really want to know what's going on, read this book, Rule by Secrecy. See this man? He writes some of the best content out there. It's time to wake up. You're not children anymore. Fuck it. I mean, you got to get in the game here. You can't let 2022 slip off the edge while you're getting educated and meditated and levitated and pontificating and doing yoga and Pilates and exercise. Well, that's great. I mean, being in shape is an awesome experience, but you got to have emotional shape that creates result. You're required to learn how to create commerce and traffic in today's world so you can live life on your terms. I feel you, baby. I know it's out there. I know the wolf's at the door. It knocks. I'm not answering today. I'm too busy producing results to worry about anything else but focus. And when you're focused, it's hocus pocus, I'm in focus. And when you're in that state of focus, then you give energy to what's going to bring you the greatest return on it. And it doesn't come from anxiety. Being anxious doesn't do one thing for you. Being overwhelmed, no, it doesn't live here anymore. Don't answer the door. And being in fear of what? Fear of the future, well, the future isn't even here. What's important is you focus on now. People go, what do you think about the government? I'm focused on results and solutions. I mean, I don't think anything because it is what it is. When you know what it is, there's nothing, when you know what it is, when you know, there isn't any power to give anything other than what you are in command of, and that is your emotions. When you understand that letting go is a skill set and you are no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings and you are you and you are free, when you are truly free of worry, then you are completely in command of your emotions. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I am the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Now, I left several nuggets and clues here this afternoon without telling you exactly what it was, but you know what it meant. See, it's not what I said, it's what I meant. And many of you know exactly what I meant. How many of you know what I meant? So if you know what I meant, just give me one of these, and because you know what time it is. If you were on today's Facebook Live, thank you, Cassie, I appreciate you. If you're on today's Facebook Live, and you have not accessed a free 20-minute coaching session, and you would like to receive that, reach out there, request it, and receive that coaching session from you. Thank you, Scott. I knew you would feel this. I know that Aaron feels it. I know Mike Green feels it. I know Avery feels it. Cassie feels it. You understand it once again. If you get a chance, if you get a chance, do this. Look up this man right here, Frank Baum. Look him up on Wikipedia. Frank Baum wrote The Wizard of Oz. It's not a children's story. It was about the banking industry. So the more that you understand, if you want to find out a little bit of his history, he's fascinating. Look up Frank Baum on Wikipedia. Look up the man who is the original artist of the book The Wizard of Oz. And then if you can, get yourself an old copy of it. Look at this one. So I'll show you what it looks like. I'll show you some of the illustrations. This is how it was illustrated. There we go. That's this book right here, The Wizard of Oz, one of the greatest children's story written about the banking industry ever written. Frank Baum, Wizard of Oz. Mary Paris, how are you this afternoon? Good to have you check in here on Facebook Live. Dropped a lot of hints here this afternoon. So if you haven't, you can also watch the replay. I will put it on record. It's on record. I'll post it here immediately afterwards if you want to rewatch it. Once again, if you haven't accessed a free 20-minute coaching call from me, reach out for that. I would be honored to offer you a free call. So have a great afternoon, everyone. My name is Jeffrey Combs, president, founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. I will be back here this evening at 9 p.m. Pacific. Mary, that's how I want to make sure I pronounce it. Please correct me if that's wrong. Good to see you this afternoon. Reach out to me sometime. Would love to connect with you. Have a great afternoon, everyone.